claims and an additional $20 million entirely funded by the U.S. for post-war damages. The Micronesian Claims Commission completed its work in 1976. It approved claims for more than $34 million in war damages and nearly $33 million for post-war damages. Legislation passed this year provided almost $25 million more for the claims, but about half of that cannot be released until Japan matches it. But today, an official of Japan's American Affairs Bureau in Tokyo described the 1969 agreement as complete and final and said no further payments will be considered. If trial juries expect a Perry Mason to cajole them into a verdict, most lawyers are not likely to deliver. In general, attorneys are bad actors. That's according to Joseph Scostafaro, a Chicago dramatist who gives acting lessons to lawyers. Many, he says, suffer from pure stage fright, and their cases suffer as a result. Says Scostafaro, their hands get clammy, their legs shake. It's almost comical. Scostafaro is trying to change that. A teacher and director at DePaul University's Goodman School of Drama, he gives private acting lessons to about 15 lawyers and works with others at an organization that offers attorney seminars in various trial skills. For 91 News Watch, I'm Carla Sanders.
KCPR San Luis Obispo is incorporating a different format today. All news. From 6 this morning until 6 this evening, KCPR is 91 News Watch, watching all the campus, local, state, and world news, along with up-to-date sports and weather information. At this time, we'd like to thank all who have made 91 News Watch possible. Los Angeles radio stations KFWB, KHJ, and KGIL. San Francisco stations K101 and KCBS. KSRO in Santa Rosa, KIRO in Seattle, Washington, and we'd also like to thank television station KFMB in San Diego. Special thanks go to local radio stations KATY, KVEC, KSLY, and KFYV, and to television stations KSBY and KCOY. And of course, special thanks to the KCPR Management, Engineering Department, and staff. Join us now for All News KCPR, 91 News Watch.
You're listening to 91 News Watch, All News Radio, KCPR, San Luis Obispo. We thought you'd like to know what's happening in your world every 30 minutes.
B.B. Santa Mons at the editor's desk. Mark Hendricks is engineering. I'm Kevin Riggs. In headlines at this hour, a stormy reception is planned for the ship Esmeralda in San Francisco, even though the Sicilian ship is on a goodwill visit. Italian voters have reversed a trend toward the left and have given the Democrats an edge in balloting, and the Senate has voted to endorse President Carter's plan to sell jet fighters to three Mideast countries. Those stories and more after this message.
Volunteer. You can make a difference. That's what over 100,000 dedicated Americans who serve as Veterans Administration hospital volunteers are finding out. For over 30 years, these devoted men, women, and yes, even children, have been using their spare time to work as VA volunteers. They work in a variety of occupations, reading to the visually handicapped, helping out with meals, writing letters, and out in Wyoming recently, a group of 4-H girls and their adult sponsors have joined the local VA hospital's Adopt a Grandparent program. VA volunteers have found their work to be interesting and rewarding, but most important, it provides an increased sense of purpose for the patient and the volunteer. Caring for someone who needs you, that's the whole idea behind VA's voluntary service program. Why not become a team member? All you have to do is call the nearest Veterans Administration Hospital and ask to join the volunteer team. Consult your local listings for the number in your area.
91 News Watch time, 9:02. In local news, a four-wheeler ambulance came to the rescue of two young Arroyo Grande children Sunday when they became buried in the sand from a construction site near Elm Park in that city. 9-year-old Tammy Sage and her 5-year-old brother Scott were rescued by paramedicals from the Five Cities Ambulance Service. 91 News spoke with Barry Tolley, owner of the ambulance service. Tolley said that the four-wheeler was new, but they've been using another four-wheel drive ambulance since 1975. Tolley said the special ambulance is used frequently on busy tourist weekends to bring emergency service to victims trapped in the dunes. A slide down a spillway into a dam turned into tragedy for 15-year-old John Chavaria this past weekend. The Grover City youth was allegedly trespassing when he slid down a dam embankment and subsequently drowned. The mishap has prompted the Sheriff's Department and the County Flood Control Department to increase safety precautions In the next few days, the water level of Lopez Lake will be lowered in an attempt to keep water from trickling over the spillway. A fence surrounds the area, and a sign there warns trespassers they'll be subject to prosecution. Unfortunately, John Chavarria did not heed this warning. Morro Rock is the nesting place for the only two peregrine falcons in the Central Coast area. Although all of Morro Bay is considered to be a bird sanctuary, the rock is the only place the birds will stay. Keep tuned to 91 News for a full report on the peregrine falcon and its extinction. The San Luis Obispo Board of Supervisors unanimously approved a resolution to aid the Regional Transit Authority in providing better intercity transportation for the handicapped. The action came during yesterday afternoon's board meeting. In other board decisions, the Economic Opportunity Commission was denied their request to use the San Luis Obispo Veterans Building and grounds for a farmer's market. Supervisor Howard Mankin said the building was designed for recreation purposes only and claims the market would also destroy the lawns. The supervisors also endorsed a measure to allow the annual 4th of July fireworks display at Atascadero Lake. A two-day advertising workshop is scheduled for Cal Poly this weekend. The training director for the Los Angeles Herald-Examiner, Wayne Leonard, will speak at a Madonna Inn dinner meeting on Friday night, and representatives from seven western states will participate in the training program. Sessions on selling, advertising, writing copy, human relations, and other business-related subjects will be discussed. The Cal Poly faculty will be well represented by four speakers. Included are James Hutchinson of the Graphic Communications Department, Lauren Nicholson and Claude Ratliff of the Journalism Department, and Owen Servatius from the Management Department. The Western Newspaper Foundation is sponsoring the two-day workshop, and the Cal Poly Journalism Department is hosting the event. Well, frogs will invade the University Union Plaza this Thursday when Cal Poly will feature a frog jumping contest at 11 in the morning. A Dixieland band will entertain during the contest to help spectators cheer their favorite frogs on to victory. For those of you who are really energetic, you can enter your own frog for $1 or 50 cents. You can even rent one. The contest is being sponsored by ASI Recreation and Tournaments Committee and the Music Board of Control. Final results of the ASI elections held last week are now in. Out of 23 student senator positions open, 20 were filled by totally new faces. The Human Development and Education Department retained two of the three incumbents. They are Leslie Heinerman and Brian Jarvis. The other incumbent reelected was John Griffin from the School of Engineering. In the closest race, Scott Walton and Ann Clendenin were chosen to represent the Division of Political Science. Ms. Clendenin received 49 votes. Walton got 39, just edging out Neil Myers with 38 votes. Also on the ballot was the measure to eliminate the representative of international students from the Student Senate. It was defeated, and the representative will stay on. Only 16.4% of the student body turned out to vote in the election, which saw ASI Vice President Larry Robinson elected as next year's president. Work continues on the new speech and communication buildings despite a silent strike by Bunnell construction workers. Strikers are keeping quiet under orders from their Los Angeles attorneys who don't want the workers viewing their grievances in public. Passers-by are receiving a small slip of paper which identifies the strikers, but that's about it. More news in a moment.
I would like to be parent material. Yeah, I would hope I am. I don't know. I don't believe in having children until you're done being one, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, direct from the fabulous Caesar's Salad in Las Vegas, the man who writes the songs that makes the whole world, that makes some of the world sing, Mr. Martin Mull.
Martin, how did you learn about sex?
Cautiously.
What did your parents tell you?
They told me the basic truth. The man gets on top of the freezer, and the woman goes out and sends him a 7-cent airmail stamped addressed envelope with a return, and babies are made that way.
That's why I'm everyone.
Martin Mull actually wanted to say something serious about making babies, but right now he's too busy trying to make it with Bonnie.
Okay, so let's just get up on top of the freezer, Bonnie.
Okay, you got it.
You get the linoleum, I'll get the chickens and the hairspray.
A message from the Population Institute.
News Watch time is 9:07. In national news making headlines at this hour, sources say Mexican President José López Portillo is seeking enriched uranium from the Soviet Union because the United States refuses to provide it. Portillo left today for Russia and Bulgaria to explore buying Russian nuclear technology and to bid for more communist trade. Mexican sources say the U.S. wants assurances regarding plutonium, an ingredient for nuclear weapons, before it provides nuclear reactor fuel for Mexico. U.S. officials have refused to comment on the reports. The Senate voted last night to endorse President Carter's plan to sell jet fighters to three Mideast countries, Israel, Egypt, and Saudi Arabia. By a 54-44 vote, the senators defeated a resolution that would have blocked the $5 billion arms sale package. The vote was a victory for the Carter administration, which had lobbied hard for approval of the deal. Carter says the transactions are vital to achieving peace in the Middle East. Groups claiming that the Chilean ship Esmeralda was used as a prison in which political dissidents were tortured plan a stormy reception for the vessel when it sails into San Francisco Bay tomorrow. The Chilean ship is on a goodwill visit. The protesters are expected to include Democratic Congressman Ronald Dellums of California. They say the 373-foot brigantine, now used as a training vessel for the Chilean Navy, was a torture ship after the overthrow of the Allende government back in 1973. Italian voters have reversed a trend toward the left noted in 1976 national elections and have given the moderate Christian Democrat Party the edge in local balloting. The final count shows the Christian Democrats with 42.5% of the vote, with their closest rivals, the Communists, registered 26.5%. The percentage given the Communist Party was about 9% lower than the results 2 years ago. The balloting served as a barometer of new conservative feelings following the kidnap murder of former Christian Democrat Premier Aldo Moro. Local Congressman Leon Panetta is the freshman class president in the House of Representatives, and Dave Curley files the first part of a special report on Mr. Panetta.
Congressman Leon Panetta of the 16th District is finishing up his first term in office. Panetta was chosen as a freshman chairman of the House for his class. This, of course, was an honor for Panetta, but we asked if this was a working honor.
I felt that it was a position in which I would use the opportunity to provide briefings for members on issues. After all, most of the members were not familiar with the major issues that Congress was dealing with. So we had a series of briefings from the State Department, Defense Department, almost every department in the government on issues that were facing the Congress. In addition to that, we took some very strong positions on ethics issues, which we felt were particularly important relating to the Korean investigation as well as the ethics of the House itself. And then thirdly, we tried to help our individual members in particular problems involved in their offices, such as space, management of the office, to try to assist members in dealing with the particular problems that congressmen face. And so those services were the ones we provided, and I'm really very pleased as to what we were able to do.
We then asked a freshman congressman if he feels the legislative process works.
I think it does. I guess that's probably the one thing I can say after a year and a half, having been tremendously discouraged by the process when I was back there initially in Washington. And having seen the process abused, I had kind of lost hope as to whether the process could really work effectively. And what I've seen is a process that can work. It's not something that's going to happen automatically, though, and that's the great frustration. You see a problem and you want to come up with a solution as quickly as possible, but that doesn't happen in our democratic process. People will challenge that solution. They have their own ideas. People want to participate in the process. They want to talk to an issue. It's a slow process. It's sometimes very ineffective and inefficient. I guess a monarchy or a tyranny can sometimes be a much more efficient form of government for immediately moving on answers, but the sacrifice is the rights of people in that kind of form of government. In a democratic process, we allow people to participate, and that, I think, makes this the best form of government that we have.
That's Congressman Leon Panetta. For 91 Newswatch, this is Dave Curley.
And the weather forecast calls for the San Luis Obispo area calling for warming trends the next 2 days with temperatures a little bit higher than normal. Today the highs will be in the 70s with highs tomorrow in the 80s. The lows tonight will be in the 40s and winds will gust from 15 to 35 miles per hour and will be from the northwest but should subside by the early afternoon. It should be clear except for patchy low fog tomorrow morning. Skies will otherwise be clear along the coast, with highs there in the 60s and lows in the 30s. The next low tide will be at 12:41 this afternoon, with the next high tide at 7:01 this evening. The current temperature outside the KCPR studios is 19 degrees Celsius, and that's 66 degrees Fahrenheit.
Traveling can be tough on pets. The U.S. Travel Service says you can make pet travel safer and more comfortable if you plan ahead. Start with a vet to check your pet's health and provide vaccinations and health certificates. Also, get advice on pet sedatives and tranquilizers. For traveling by public transportation, you'll need a pet carrier. It's also a good idea for car travel, especially for cats. When buying a pet carrier, look for size, ventilation, comfort, and safety. The molded plastic kind may be better than fiberboard, especially if your pet tries to chew on the container. And take your pet on a few short car trips to try out the new carrier. Pets except for guide dogs are not allowed on most bus lines or on Amtrak. For the airlines, larger pets must travel in the baggage compartment. Small pets in carriers less than 8 inches high may be carried on board, but only one pet is permitted in each passenger cabin, so make reservations early. Check your airline for all the details and remember to take 2 copies of health certificates to the airport. For more travel tips, write for Traveling with Pets. It's free from the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
News Watch time is 9:14. On a new energy wave for the future, here is reporter Vivi Saint-Amand.
It's been around for millions of years, but suddenly the sun is becoming the focus of world attention because many people believe it's the energy of the future. It isn't really as easy as it seems. Adopting solar energy to replace oil, gas, coal, and uranium will be, at best, a long, costly, and uncertain process. But solar energy has so much going for it, supporters want an all-out drive to base the nation's economy on energy drawn directly or indirectly from the light and heat of the sun. One solar activist is Dennis Hayes, who originated the idea for the recent Sunday demonstrations. Hayes says the leadership in the solar energy drive is not in Washington, but all over the U.S. Companies, local governments, and private citizens are building, encouraging, and inventing new solar projects. Hayes says supporters hope to see the federal solar energy budget doubled in fiscal year 1979. Instead, he says, it was cut. Vivi Saint-Amand for 91 Newswatch.
With a report on the Engineering Services Department here at Cal Poly, here is reporter Tim Tomastic.
Children who just can't seem to stay slim are being taught to fight the battle of the bulge through behavior modification, and the benefits of this early training will pay off for the rest of their lives. This is the message of a report in the American Journal of Diseases of Children by 2 doctors at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School in Philadelphia. Counting a person as obese if he or she is 20% or more overweight, doctors Kelly Brownell and Albert Stunkard say that at least 25% of all children fit this description, and they're likely to grow up fat with the health problems that all fat people have. Experimental studies on chubby children have yielded good results when the youngsters are taught to eat properly, keep track of their caloric intake, and slow down on their rate of eating. The 2 Philadelphia doctors report there is every reason to believe that behavior modification will play an increasingly important part in the treatment of childhood obesity. William Hines, Group W medical correspondent.
In national news at this hour, 2 Pennsylvania congressmen are being investigated by a grand jury, and they're expected to win renomination in the state's primary election tomorrow. Those 2 Democrats, Joshua Eilberg and Daniel Flood, are accused of improperly using their influence to gain federal money for a hospital project. The man who started the investigation of the 2 congressmen, former U.S. Attorney David Marston, is seeking the Republican gubernatorial nomination. But Marston's challenger in the Pennsylvania GOP primary, Richard Thornburg, is considered the front runner. The New Jersey Casino Control Commission has issued a temporary casino permit to Resorts International Hotel and Casino. The unanimous decision paves the way for the first authorized casino on the East Coast in Atlantic City. On Friday, gamblers can try their luck on the slot machines there. Tony Cox files this report on Rhodesian refugees.
An emissary from the Zimbabwe African National Union, Dr. Herbert Ushewakunze, is in this country and in the city trying to get badly needed supplies for the estimated 150,000 Rhodesian refugees pouring across the border into Mozambique at 1,000 a week, sick, hungry, in need of clothing and shelter.
But if we had, you know, anti-malarial drugs, these would, you know, help us immensely. We also have diseases of exposure involving those people.